back, everybody, to another episode of Breakfast with Bubba, episode 18, your March 27th, opening day edition. We've made it, folks. We are here to start the baseball season. Full 6 months of action ahead of us here. We're going to get you caught up on a little bit of news and notes, not much because there's no game action, just some DL or guys put on the IL, which we expected to be put on the IL. We already know they're going to be put on the IL, those kind of situations. Going to have some underdog picks for you for opening day. Going to talk a little DFS for you as well, and much, much more to get you ready for the big day. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at BDintric. Support the boys on the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom. Ryan's been dropping some great stuff for some in-season sheets and whatnot there, so go check all that out. Not to mention what else we have coming your way in Fab and whatnot. So go check out the Patreon. But here we go. News and notes, just a little bit, just a few things that took place on Wednesday. A little bit of surprise in Cincinnati. Spencer Steer will not go on the IL after he was reported to go on the IL a day or two ago. He will instead be the primary DH for the Cincinnati Reds because he cannot throw yet with his shoulder injury. He'll continue to rehab that shoulder to hopefully return to the outfield in due time. But for now, he'll DH because Austin Hayes will start the season on the IL with a calf injury. There's no timetable or known severity to the calf injury. This seems like it just happened very, very recently, which is not great. So Hayes hits the IL, which is a bummer. I liked him in deeper formats. You know, he's going to hit the middle of the Reds lineup in Great American Small Park. That was a nice bounce-back situation for Austin Hayes. Still can be, but not to the full extent we once hoped for. With Austin Hayes out of left field, Gavin Lux appears to be headed to left field, at least platoon there. We'll see how that plays out in the coming days. But Spencer Steer, if you took chances on him in drafts for his offense, he's going to be DH'ing game one. Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox on Wednesday. Alex Cora made it official. Rafael Devers will be the Red Sox primary DH this season. Like Big Poppy-esque type situation there in Boston. Alex Bregman will be the third baseman. Christian Campbell second base with Devers at DH. We've mentioned this before. Masataka Yoshida is going to be hurting for playing time once he returns to the IL because not the greatest defender. The Red Sox have enough left-handed outfielders with Willier Abreu and company. So Yoshida's going to have some trouble finding some PT with the Sox. Jason Foley of the Detroit Tigers had 28 saves last season for the Tigers. There was more of a committee in the postseason. Foley had a horrible spring training. And on Wednesday, Jason Foley was sent to AAA, which to the surprise of some, not everybody had Foley as the team's closer, but I don't think anybody really had Foley headed to AAA. That was a bit of a surprise. With Foley in the minors, you have Tyler Holton, you have Tommy Kahmle, you have Bo Brisky, who will battle for some saves in the back end of the Tigers' bullpen. I'm leaning towards Brisky being the main man there, but, man, there's a lot of ways that A.J. Hinch can utilize that pen, which we saw in the postseason, so don't get your hopes too high. But if I'm going after one, it's Brisky, followed by Holton, then Kahmle for me. Max Scherzer, the Texas Rangers, has been battling a thumb injury, but appears to be ready to start the season. The Rangers announced Max Scherzer will make his debut on Saturday, game three, for the Texas Rangers. Jack Leiter will pitch game two. Corey Seager of the Texas Rangers was out of the last preseason game with a calf injury. He took batting practice on Wednesday, supposed to be good to go for Thursday's game. Josh Young left the last preseason game with neck stiffness. He should be ready to go for Thursday as well. More closing chaos in Cincinnati. Terry Francona flat out said, "I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. We're going to play it as it goes." You know, it's probably coach speak. He probably has an idea how he'd like to play it, but we shall see. With Alexis Diaz on the IL, you could go through Tony Santien, Taylor Rogers, Emilio Pagan, Scott Barlow, Graham Ashcraft, all in the mix to get saves for Cincinnati. Santien is a guy that Ryan and I talked a lot about during best ball or draft and hold season as a late play for potential saves here and there. So he makes some sense because he's got the skill set to close games. Ashcraft has been a recent rumor, leaving the rotation, heading to the bullpen. He could be another option for Cincinnati. Time will obviously tell on that one. All right, let's talk a little underdog fantasy, everybody. I've been tweeting about it, doing my dingers, my solo shot, last few best ball drafts to get ready for the season. You can still, if you're listening to this first thing in the morning, those are still running until they fill before first pitch. So you can jump in some more of those. And if you're new to underdog fantasy, make sure you use promo code Bubba Bloom, all one word, BUBBABLOOM, for a first-time deposit match up to $1,000. Put $100 in, get a $100 match up to $1,000. At Underdog Fantasy with promo code Bubba Bloom, I'm going to try to bring you guys picks as often as I can. They don't always have them out the night before, but with opening day, we have some here. So I have a five-pack of pick'em plays for Underdog Fantasy I already put in. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., over higher than 1.5 total bases in that game. These are all technically plus odds according to Underdog. So Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 total bases. Nate Eovaldi under 16.5 outs. Basically, he has to go 5 2/3 innings or more. A lot of these starting pitchers aren't fully stretched out. They could still do it. Very possible, but I'll take my chances, especially Texas taking on Boston in that game. That should be a little trickier for Nate Eovaldi. Luis Rengifo, the mascot, had to take the plus odds on this one. Rengifo over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Like, he can get that in one at bat, which is always a beautiful thing. I love that stat. If you remember me giving out picks last year, I love the hit, runs, RBI stats because there's lots of ways to fill those up. Sonny Gray has been atrocious. We've talked about the pain injection in his forearm. We've talked about the flu-like symptoms. If he comes out and deals on Thursday, so be it. But I'll take under 5.5 strikeouts at plus odds. That's pretty sweet as well. And then Logan Gilbert in the nightcap versus the pesky Oakland Athletics, or Sacramento Athletics. That's going to happen a lot this year, folks. Gilbert under 17.5 outs. So he has to go 6 innings, which is possible. Very possible. But again, not that many pitchers will do that on Thursday. So give me Logan Gilbert under 17.5. So recapping that for you, Vladito over higher than 1.5 total bases. Eovaldi lower than 16.5 outs. Rengifo higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Sonny Gray lower than 5.5 strikeouts. And Logan Gilbert lower than 17.5 outs for your Underdog plays. Again, use promo code Bubba Bloom, all one word, for a first-time deposit match up to $1,000. Some DraftKings talk for you guys on your opening day action. There's 14 games on Thursday, but there's a 9-game main slate starting at 4:05 p.m. Eastern time. So you don't get that early Brewers-Yankees game. Then you don't get Tigers versus the Dodgers and a couple West Coast nightcaps. So you got a 9-game slate starting at 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Watch the weather when that report comes out Thursday morning, of course. Some warm weather heading through the Midwest to the Northeast. Pitchers I like on the slate. Obviously, the aces are going, but you got Paul Skenes priced up, but he gets the Miami Marlins. Just remember, these guys won't go super deep, but Skenes to strike out enough guys in 5 innings to make this worthwhile. Cole Reagans versus the Cleveland Guardians. I always love some Cole Reagans. But if you want some cheaper pitchers, Sandy Alcantara versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll keep taking cheap Sandy all year because I think that guy's in for a big season. Tanner Bibee against the Royals and Clay Holmes at basically $6,000, the men, against the Houston Astros. If you're looking for some bats in this one, let's go to Great American Small Park. Give me the Gigantes versus Hunter Green. Green can be good, but Green can also give it the long ball. Plus, you get the Reds bullpen involved there. Giants had an outstanding spring. Now you get to go play in that ballpark. I like me some Giants. We're going to keep going against Sonny Gray here. Give me all the Minnesota Twins versus Sonny Gray. It could be a lot of Cardinals bullpen, so you know maybe they neutralize things a bit, but take some Twins there. And then a little later, the Angels versus Burke, Sean Burke. I like Sean Burke in fantasy for season long, especially deeper formats, but it's going to be his MLB debut. We'll see how this goes. The Angels can slap hit you to death. Plus, I don't expect Burke to go too long in this game, so then you get that wonderful, wonderful Chicago White Sox bullpen. We'll be targeting the White Sox a lot this season with bats, and we might as well start with some Angels where you get some cheap ones in there to round out your lineup. Some things I'm looking forward to, besides just being opening day in general, we got some good pitching matchups all across the diamond, but the ones I'm really looking forward to, the five, my top five on the day, we start off with Freddy Peralta versus Carlos Rodon. Lots of shares of these two guys. So we're going to start off the day on a high or a low in my fantasy world. Garrett Crochet taking on Nate Eovaldi. Crochet was one of the best, if not the best pitcher in baseball before the White Sox started tempering his innings last year, which rightfully so, I guess. He's back. He's ready to go. Debut with the Red Sox. Taking on Nate the Great. Eovaldi should be a good one there in Texas. Tanner Bibee versus Cole Reagans. Two more guys I have tons of shares of. Love these guys for the full season. Great matchup here. Bibee Reagans. Then we get a nice one down in Miami. Paul Skenes, Sandy Alcantara. Must see TV right there. But the matchup of the day, my fifth one I'm targeting here, 7:10 Eastern, 4:10 Pacific, Chavez Ravine, Los Angeles, California, Tigers, Dodgers, Tarik Skubal, Blake Snell. That is going to be an electric factory, folks. And I'm pretty pumped because Nick Pollock over at Pitcher List is streaming games all day, having guests on all day on Playback Live. And I have the privilege to come on for about 45 minutes to an hour during that game. So I'm really looking forward to talking about the day's baseball, and then some Skubal Snell as well. So go check that out throughout the day, and hopefully you tune in when Bubba's on the show. But that'll do it, folks. there's your opening day episode in the books. We'll have much more coming for you throughout the season. We'll have, you know, updates on performances. We'll have more news, of course, and all the goodies to keep you ready for all your fantasy needs, betting needs, you name it. We'll mix and match it throughout the season. But a nice quick one to get you in and out, ready for opening day. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEnter. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaBloom. But until next time, this was Breakfast with Bubba, episode 18, your March 27th opening day edition. Hope you all have a great day.